Look, actually, thank you very much. Thanks, especially Deb. But I was wondering, prison body searches must have an effect on the prison officers as well. And I'm just thinking, it's a long shot, I hope, but I would pray. And wondering if you can make some connections in your view, maybe Sandy can put some words or something, about the effect of having that power and permission on the prison guards and how that might reverberate in their lives and in their work.
Can you hear me? Just wanted to make this clear, a body search is different to a strip search. So a strip search is where they can take the clothes off, they look at the body, they search the clothes, and they can touch you, I mean, according to the information anyway, 2007 policies and procedures, they can touch you if you don't comply. The other one is a body search. So a body search is actually a cavity. You're looking at all the different cavities or orifices in a thing. So I'm just making that difference.
Dr. Plummer added that there is quite a lot of data to suggest that, even if there is not an actual insertion in a strip search, there is a lot of getting people to bend over so that they can look up inside of them. She said that there are also some other reports from Queensland of people asking those individuals to hop around, to be a bunny rabbit and so on and so forth. Someone else added to open their legs. Dr. Plummer stressed that just because they are not inserting anything does not necessarily mean that the practice is not dehumanising. She mentioned a number of studies in the United States which look at the change in attitude of prison officers as they engage in strip searches. The studies that she was familiar with looked at male prison officers involved in strip searching females. Their attitude towards women in general seems to change. There is some increase in violence. There are a number of responses of how traumatic it was for prison officers the first time they had to do a strip search or a body cavity search, and how they felt about that. So there is data that strip searching does have an impact on people's attitudes. Often what the studies suggest is that the prison guards become more depersonalised. In other words, they begin to think of the individuals that they are dealing with as less and less people and more objects. Because there often is resistance and violence coming back, it is often interpreted by the prison guards as a personal attack on them rather than the fact that the person is engaging in compulsive defence of themselves as a result of that trauma and previous traumas.
Just quickly to add to that, I know a solution for that. Take the power off the screws, and if they have belief that there is actually something, then get a warrant and get doctors in there and put that on. You know, they're very good at secluding prisoners. Seclude them in an isolation cell, get a warrant, get the doctors out there and search.
My understanding is that they need to actually, in the US and Canada, there actually has to be a medical practitioner that does a cavity search at the prison. That might be the same for you here. Without a warrant, get a warrant.
Any other questions?
The questioner thanked the speakers for their thoughtful comments. He wanted to ask about the attitude of the prison officers' industrial organisations. The impression that one is getting is that it is the prison officers' union which opposed the original legislation passed last year that required a reasonable suspicion. The questioner wondered why it is, if that is the case, that the Prison Officers Association is strongly in favour of the system that we now have again, and which is the system that exists in other prisons around Australia. Why is it that they are so opposed to limiting strip searching, and what might be done to change their attitude?
It is my personal belief that the legislation to be changed is at such a late stage that the union definitely has had closed door conversations. It would not look good for anyone coming back into government with the union pulling a strike on our new human rights prison, which is the human rights in no other word except for the environment that it's built. So yes, I do believe that they've had a lot to do with it. They're not saying. Individual screws are saying that they've heard or had no say to any unions about it, but no one's fronting up or speaking up.
I used to be a school teacher, you'll hear me. So what now? What's the action now? Is it a matter of waiting for the next assembly and then trying to get them to amend legislation or what? I mean, where do we go now? What's the next step?
I believe that's the only option we've been given in the so-called collaboration with corrections and this government has, they've been seen in all the right places, they've said all the right things, and then right at the end, behind closed doors, they've changed things on us, you know, which I guess is how it goes. You know, it doesn't leave much faith to how much human rights we'll have in the policy and procedure running of prisoners once they're behind the walls. We've seen great programs being implemented in many prisons across Australia, but within 12 months they're all gone as well, you know. But I do believe it's the only option that we have once Assembly's elected and re-sits. But it's also about getting that message out there to the people that actually do not understand what impacts strip searching does to people. As I've said before, if this was allowed out on the streets, prison police and screws out in the streets were allowed to strip search any one of our community members, this country would be in an uproar. Well, we owe to our other citizens who are currently incarcerated, there are members of society in our community too. There's someone's mother, someone's sister, someone's auntie, you know, someone's niece. They're all a part of our society. Someone's uncle, someone's grandfather, someone's father, you know. Stop this inhumane treatment happening.
I just wanted to ask, but I don't know much of the background. So is the legislation, is this new, strip searching is new, or was there some of it before, and what's the change that's made this one?
In 2005, the corrections bill was changed in strip searching to actually that they had to have beyond doubt to be able to strip search. When they sat last month and changed it, they actually now have more rights to strip search than we've ever had in the ACT, ever, prior to that. So they've implemented and given themselves more doors to open than prior to even the Human Rights Act coming in.
Kiki Korpinen of Women's Centre for Health Matters said that the legislation was changed to revert back to the old practice where there did not need to be reasonable grounds for wanting to strip search. Corrections stats from Queensland are saying that in 42,000 to 44,000 strip searches over 2 or 3 years, only 3 items of contraband were found, and they were cigarettes and earrings and a bad smell.
And these are corrective services stats. We're not just making them up. They come from the Freedom of Information from corrective services, which we're now locked out of.
At the ACCOS conference that was on a couple of weeks ago, there was, at the end of it, there were candidates for the election answering questions. And one of the candidates was an ex-prison officer. And the question was asked of him, how do you feel about doing strip searches? And I think his response to it is something that we need to find answers to, because I think his response was, his response is showing why some people feel that we still need to do strip searches. And his response was, I've done many strip searches, which were not pleasant, he said, but worse than that was seeing one of these fellow prison officers stabbed with a sharpened toothbrush. And I think this is a response from prison officers that we have to think of a response back, because this is what they're putting up as why they need to do such such inhumane. I mean, what I've heard you today is really they've been quite wobbly in the knees. Because it's so bad, so we really do, you know, we really do need to say, well, look, drugs are in every prison in the world, you know. Is it so important that that we are dehumanising people so much because we're trying to do what is almost what has been shown to be possible?
And we know that strip searching people just makes them angrier and angrier. You could strip search a prisoner 1,000 times a day and you're still never going to find that sharpened toothbrush. And I'm quite sure that no visitor or anyone's brought in that toothbrush. What are we going to do? Bar toothbrushes from prison as well? You know, unfortunately not such nice things happen in prison, and strip searching by screws is one of them, you know. But not so many nice things happen out here on the street, and are they strip searching our so-called good citizens to see if they have sharpened toothbrushes too?
You go, it's Darren Churchill. I'm going to declare my interest. I'm a candidate in the election, the ACT Democrats, the candidate for Jim Darrow. I think it's pretty obvious that strip searching is humiliating and degrading and unpleasant for both the prisoner and the prison officer. I'd just like to know what... I think the idea of reasonable suspicion is worth it. The idea of a warrant has merit. I'd just like to know what alternatives can we get in place to strip searching. How soon can we get them in place, so that we can make strip searching a thing of the past and have other security procedures in place that can retain some level of human dignity?
Just first of all, I believe the ACT many, many years ago when they started implementing the possibility of having this prison had the scanning device, which, you know, isn't overly unhumiliating if you've ever seen a picture of one, but it's definitely less humiliating than have people standing in front of you and making you take off each and every piece of clothing, commenting, bending, squatting, coughing, hopping. And yes, maybe, you know, maybe times have changed and I should be a bit more compassionate, but I've never been strip searched yet where it seemed to have an effect on anyone that was doing it.
I believe that in 2006 and 2007 they tried the scanning machines at the Common Remand Centre in the ACT, and currently it's under consideration. But they're concerned about radioactivity.
Dr. Plummer added that there are also other more humane ways of doing strip searching which could be implemented immediately. There are what they call two body searches, where they strip the top half and people search the top half and then they do the bottom half.
It's current practice on paper, and to the unbeknown people in our society, it is not actually happening inside. And soon there will be evidence of that.
There is the choice of the individual to do the strip searching, and there is the sex of the individual to do the strip searching. Someone added that in the ACT there has to be two officers of the same sex present. Dr. Plummer added that avoiding strip searching by someone of the opposite sex is not always the issue. There are individuals who have been abused by people of the same sex, and so that is another issue. There is also providing some sort of support after the strip search, which she believes is really important for some individuals.
Just on that issue, most men who have been abused by men. So, of course, and generally in a situation of violence and domination, which, of course, this would produce, which I have to say, in my view, is a purpose. I think the obvious thing to do, the obvious suggestion, is that the people who do this kind of stuff, it has to be done, can't be part of the legal prison system. They can't be a person who then has any power over the individual following that. It always comes down to power and power relations. We can keep that in mind, then it's easy to sort.
I guess I just wanted to say that my point of view is I'm not convinced it's necessary. I'm just not convinced it's necessary. And the outcome for people is just...
I think for me also, as a woman who works in the community sector and certainly supports the work that the Women in Prisons Group do, I think that it's really good and it's encouraging to see that people who are working in corrections are having more to do with the community sector, because we are the people who work with the survivors of institutionalisation, and particularly the Women in Prisons Group, with women who have been incarcerated and not been treated so greatly with dignity or rights in prison. I think that a lot of corrections officers themselves find it difficult, the ones who are the good officers, I think find it difficult to hear this stuff, to hear that this actually happens, that yes, women get strip searched by men, that happens. We have had reports very recently that a woman needing a urine sample, for instance, was made to squat in front of men to do that.
Because there's no woman in ACT to do urinalysis in front of.
Another report that we've had recently was, the squat and cough, which is not meant to happen anymore. It still happens today. Reports about women needing to shower with men. That's just not on. And it happens. And I know that a lot of corrections workers would deny that to the employer in the face. But what are we led to believe when we have women and they come to tell us these stories that they're too afraid to actually share in prison because they're worried that they'll actually be treated worsely for being a whistleblower, for saying how it really is. So a lot of women, and I believe men as well, do their time and then get out and try and sort out this bigger mess that they're coming out after serving being in prison. So I think it is comforting to some degree to know that there is actually some dialogue now that happens with corrections. And I really, particularly the work that Brian Dunn continues to do in the community sector, I think he's a man that we can actually, he's particularly not the one that we need to sway. We can see he does
that. Let's move him up the top.
Yeah, but I know that it is difficult, but I just like to say, I certainly would like to continue to work with corrections to come up with solutions that are in better interest of our citizens of the ACT who are incarcerated.
Okay, I'd like to thank everyone once again for attending today. Make my apologies for my shortness, and if anyone has taken any offence, there was no offence meant. A little bit difficult to detach 24/7 all the time, so please accept my apologies if I've offended anyone, and thank you. Please join us for cuppas, food and water. Thanks again.